Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 16, and so far we had seen that the people who are bewildered by fancy, many goals to attain happiness. We have once decided I can be happy by doing this, then suddenly I change my mind, not only this, but I can do this and I'll be happy. This fancy makes you completely confused. So the verses we have seen before said that having egoism and arrogance that I take care of myself, I am the achiever, I am the doer, and I am the enjoyer, that I get caught into this fancy to achieve what I consider is my happiness. Then entangled in this snare of Maya, Mohu Maya, is this delusion. Maya is that which is not but appears to be there. And Moha is when you go after something which is not there, is the delusion, is the mirage. In this world, happiness is not outside, but I consider it's outside. It seems to be right there, out there at the BMW dealership, and I get there, and then I find out the happiness is not there. So Bhagavan said that, bewildered by fancy and entangled into the snare of Mohamaya, they fall into this foul hell. Foul hell, the stench of failures, disappointments. We think we will get this, we don't get it, we're upset. Yet, we can't give up our arrogance. We still think, who is out there who is like me? If I didn't get it this time, I'll do it. More scheming and conniving and get it. They are completely deluded and fall into this foul hell. And then they hate, Bhagavan said, me in their bodies and the others. When I fail at something, I have somebody else to blame. The society is unjust. Bhagavan is unjust. So I hate the very power which is giving me ability to act, ability to do things. I hate that. So Bhagavan said, not recognizing that all my ability comes from the self which is residing in me, and the self in residing in others, I hate that supreme power because I don't have that supreme power. I consider myself to be supreme. I am the center of my universe. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. Any idea that some other has any control over that, I hate that idea. Individual freedom. I was listening to NPR once this week. There was some guy, and he said the study was done that any time in our political system, they talk about greater good, the people who are born in the culture of, you know, interdependence, they buy that idea very easily, like Indians and Chinese. But those people who were brought up into the idea of individual freedom and individual achievement, they completely don't get that idea of greater good. Because they want to hear my own personal good. And therefore, the way the one party describes something to the other party does, it appeals to a different type of people. Just like when Obama said, you didn't build it. Half the country got upset. So these people not recognizing that the self in me is the enabler, is the power which makes me do what I'm doing. And not realizing that there is no limitations to it. Limitations belong to my body, mind, and intellect. They hate that self. Because my BMI is not limitless. I don't have that limitless power. Not only they hate me in their body, they hate others' bodies. Because now the others are getting the success which I thought is rightfully mine. So Bhagavan said that not recognizing that they are falling into this foul hell, even though their goal is to achieve the pristine happiness. So what is the outcome of that? Tan aham dvisataha kruran sansaresu naradaman. Those lowest of the human beings, obviously some very strong language is used. But we have always talked about the human being is the crown of the God's creation. Human being is made in the image of God. But when the human being does not recognize that connection, that relationship, then obviously where are we? We are at the lowest of the Lord's creation. The animals, they grow with the instinct on the lap of Mother Nature. Therefore, they don't have ego. And therefore, they don't incur sins or they don't have good merits. Either papa and punya does not affect them because they don't have the sense of agency. They just grow on the lap of Mother Nature and evolve from there. Once I become human being and I develop ego, it is my responsibility now to recognize that connection. So Bhagavan says, those naradhaman, even though they have become human beings, but not attained the level of understanding their connection with the Supreme Self, they are the lowest of the human beings. And therefore, those cruel haters of me, they are hating the supreme power which makes them who they are. Kshipami ajasram asubhan asurisu eva yonisho. I hurl them into in the womb of the demons. Well, it seemed like Bhagavan is really biased. He is really, really getting upset. Bhagavan said, he has already explained, he is not doing anything. Previous chapters we already learned that even though all they come out of me and in me, I don't do anything. All these beings are functioning as if they're mounted on a machine, that they are basically driven by the laws of that machine. Because they are propelled by their own desires and vasanas. With propelled by my desire and vasana to do something, I'll go there. My desire and vasanas, I will avoid something. But I can only do what my desires and vasana propels me to do. No matter how many things are available, which are priceless, which are very, very good for your thing, but I will never be attracted to it because it's not my vasanas. And then whatever my desires, the Lord of my being, one who has a complete control over me, will push me into that direction only. So Bhagavan said, I, the all-compassionate Lord, because those lowest of the human beings, they hate me in their own bodies, I hurl them into the womb of the demon. This is like a joke I had heard. The attorney dies in a young age, and they realize that there's a mistake. There's another attorney who should have been here, but we made a mistake. So when he goes to that gate, they say, sorry, sir, we made a mistake. You're actually in the heaven, but your time is not up yet. There'll be another train coming back to the earth in a few minutes, and we'll put you into that. But meanwhile, just enjoy the garden till the train comes, and then take your train, and we'll put you back to where you came from. And he said, the only thing, the end of the garden, there is an elevator. Please don't take that elevator. That elevator is forbidden. Otherwise, you can go anywhere in the garden. Now, attorney said, there's got to be something in that elevator. I need to find out. What is all that about? So he goes to that elevator, takes the elevator, one-stop elevator, only goes down. He goes down to the elevator. The door opens and there's a big sign, welcome to hell. And then there are all these salespeople with a nice little reception area, with nice colorful brochures about what you can enjoy here, all this enjoyment you have. And some girls come and serve all the drinks and all that. And the attorney says, I now figured out. on the earth. These guys have a big racket going, saying, come to heaven, go to heaven, do this. And there's nothing there in the heaven, you know, just a few gardens and flowers and all this boring stuff. And look here, man, how wonderful, what a nice life here. And they have made all this circus about going to heaven, don't go to hell, don't go to hell. I think it's a marketing ploy. The salesperson comes and says, sir, can we sign you off? And say, oh, my time is not up yet, but as soon as I come back, I know where to come. So don't worry about it. I'm really coming here. He goes up, train comes, he comes back here. His time comes, he goes up there, and in the heaven they say, well, you're not really supposed to be here, but because last time you made a mistake and brought you here, we are going to give you a free pass, like clause that since you are here, well, you have a right to be here. He said, look, you can keep your clothes to yourself. I know where I'm going. Go to that elevator and go down. He said, sir, that's a hell. That's an elevator to hell. That's why we were asking you not to take it. He said, yeah, I know everything about it, so you don't need to tell me anything. He goes down, takes an elevator. Door opens, and nothing there. There is no welcome sign there. There was this Satan with his tridents, and people are screaming, and people are dumped into this burning oil and all that. And he said, oh, I think I made a mistake. He said, no, sir, you're at the right place. You are in hell. He said, what happened? Last time I was here, it was completely different sin. He said, sir, you were a prospect at the time. Now you are a client. So we consider ourselves a prospect of getting happiness in a places where it's supposed to be a hell. So even though my consciousness tells me that's not the right thing to do, Neil, I know all about it, okay? I know where my happiness lies, at the BMW dealership. Bhagavan said that I don't hurl them, they themselves hurl them. But because it seemed like the self is propelling you, tan aham, kipami ajastram, forever. As long as I never realize where is my happiness lies, I'll be constantly going back to the same place. Asuban asuresyavi yonisu, in the wombs of the asuras. Asurim yonim apanna, mudha janmani janmani. Time and again, we learned the lesson. In 2008 and 9, we lost our shirt in stock market, those of us who invest in stock market. Where is the stock market now? At the highest peak. Now, who do you think is going to be out of the stock market? Not the ones who lost money. They will be the first one to be in the stock market. We don't want to lose this chance to make money. So when the next crash comes, who's going to lose? Same people. Mudani, Janmani, Janmani. Time and again, we're going to make the same mistake again and again. Not recognizing where my peace of mind lies. Asrim Yoni Mapanna. Once entering into the Asrim Yoni, time and again, I'm going to make the same mistake again and again. Janmani, Janmani. Life after life. Mam Aprapyeva. And because now all my efforts in the wrong direction, I will never get the real happiness. Therefore, Bhagavan says, they will never attain me. Mam aprapyeva. My own self, where the happiness lies, I'll never be able to turn and gaze into my being. I'll be only gazing outside. This accomplishment and then this accomplishment and this accomplishment. In all of our newspapers and, you know, magazines, only give stories about the people who are successful. So you read The Economist and Fortune and, oh boy, at the age of 32 he did. They never tell you the stories about the people who failed and suffered. And even those who were successful, what happened to them. So we think that that's the only way to go. So he said, once you enter into that mode of mind, you will never be able to gaze to your own self. Mam aprapyeva kaunteya. Tato yanti adhamam gatim. And therefore, they keep going into the condition even lower than that. In a sense, what I am today, more and more I go into that direction, I'll fall lower and lower again. I'll go further and further away from my own self. So then the last verse says, how did all this happen? With all my smartness, with all my wisdom, how did I fall into this trap? And it says, Trividham Narakasya Idam Dwaram. One elevator going down, right? Say, don't go, Neil, that's the elevator you're not supposed to take. But we take the invariably. Bhagavan says there are three gates. Trividham Narakasya Idam Dwaram Nasanam Atmanaha. Which destroys yourself. Destroy yourself means destroys your identification with your own self. Right now, I'm completely convinced this is me. This body is me. This mind is me. This intellect is me. My quest in life should be to make a connection with myself, but more and more entangled into this world of my BMI, I go away and away from myself. So he said, Trivigidam Narakashaidam Dwaram. These three are the gates of hell, which destroys my identification with my own self. I don't even recognize who I am. Many people do something and then say, well, I did not know what I was doing at the time. I'm pleading insanity. I did this because I'm insane. I did not know what I was doing. And he said, well, why that happened? Kamaha, krodaha, tatha, lobaha. These are the three gates. Now, why did we have to go through all these things? Because before I started this chapter and read this, I thought I am the pristine being. I am the nice guy. Others are asuras, but I am not. More and more I read this, more and more I think I had done that too. I also fall into that category. My mind also have done this. The scriptures are a mirror to us. Without the mirror, I can't look at my face. So if I have a blemish on my face, everybody else can see it. I can't see it. I can't see a blemish on your face. The story I have told probably in this class many, many times. Two guys were working in a warehouse on a truss. They're painting the truss in a warehouse. But they were lazily leaning against each other painting. And then one guy fell. So that also fell. Well, luckily they fell in a heap of dirt. So they were not hurt. They stood up quickly, looked at each other. One guy's face was all dirtied. Another guy's face, luckily, was completely clean. The guy whose face was clean, he went to the bathroom, washed his face, and then went to work. Guy, his face was dirty. He went straight back to the work and started working. And this was the riddle. Why was that? Because the guy with a clean face looks at the other guy's face and his face is dirty. Mine must be too. Let me go and wash it. The other guy says his face is clean. Mine must be clean too. Let me go and work. This is how we live our life. I can't see myself. I just see others who they are. I make my image into what I see in the world. So when I see that the Tom Cruise wears this suit and he looks good, I buy that suit, not realizing I'm exactly 1 foot shorter than Tom Cruise, you know. But we have our image looking at the world outside, and that creates this kama, krodha, and lobha. I have a desire to achieve something. I don't achieve it. It creates anger. If I achieve it, I want more and more of it. I'm successful in one thing. One time everybody says, Neil, you did very well. I'm not happy with it. Well, next time also you should do, Neil, you did very well. Third time also. If out of 100 times or 2 times you don't do it, I'm very mad. Kama, krodha. If I fail, I'm angry. If I'm successful, I'm greedy. I want that more and more and more. And Bhagavan said, Tasmat etam trayam tyajet. These are the gates to hell. More and more I fall into the desire, anger, and greed. There is a sure chance that I will be more unhappy than happy. The sure chance I'll fail more times than I'll succeed. Therefore, I'll spend more time in unhappiness than in happiness. Just as I have said all the time, this one of our Swamis said, your life is like an echocardiogram chart. Pursuit of happiness, pursuit of happiness, little happiness, pursuit of happiness, little happiness, pursuit of happiness. Whole life is nothing but pursuit of happiness. The little happiness, flicker of happiness here and there. So Bhagavan said, therefore, trayam tyajet. Give up all these three. We'll stop right here.
Om sarve bhavantu sukhina. Sarve santu niramayaha. Sarve bhadrani pasyantu. Ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi. Shantihi, Shantihi, Harihi Om, Shri Gurubhyo Namaha, Harihi Om.